Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get immersed in the new and exclusive production of one of the most recognizable sci-fi hits, Jeff Wayne's The War of the Worlds, the musical drama, starring Michael Sheen and Taron Egerton, only on Audible.
Hello and welcome to the IGN UK podcast. My name is Gav Murphy and today I'm joined by Simon Cardy.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Daniel Krupa.
Hey, Gav.
It was the Game Awards last night. We obviously didn't get invited.
It was our Christmas party last night.
Yes, it was our Christmas party last night instead. To be fair, like every time I've seen this on like three different people who went to the Game Awards thing saying, so nice to see all of the industry in it. Like Alana Pierce did a video as well.
And we weren't there.
We weren't there. Alana Pierce did a video where she was calling out some other awards, some bollocks awards. And she was like, everybody who is in the games industry is going to the Game Awards. And I was like, that's just not true because we didn't get invited. Did you get invited, Cardi?
Yeah, I'd rather go to our Christmas party. I'd rather spend time with friends.
Yeah, you can't do karaoke at the Game Awards.
No.
I've heard.
Barely could at our Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, that's for a different day. It's for a different
technical
day.
Technical issues.
But yeah, to be fair, like I've never really paid them attention until this year.
I've always thought they were just a bit of fluff, aren't they?
I think it's because what have we got in this country? Fucking golden joysticks, which is absolute fluff. Like,
is it not just an event to like show trailers? And then I think this year, so... Oh, yeah, we all show trailers. Anyone got any trailers?
Yeah.
You got one? You got one? We've got time.
So let's talk about the big winners of the awards then. I'm really happy that Spider-Man won fuck all and God of War won, like, absolutely cleaned up. That is such a good game.
I'm happy God of War won.
Very good game.
I voted for that for my game of the year.
Yeah, I was just I was a little bit worried, that's all, because... obviously Spider-Man is more recent than God of War, so I thought maybe it's a bit more fresh in people's memories. Yeah. It hasn't had a DLC drop or anything like that.
Yeah. My personal pick's still Red Dead.
Yeah. That did all right as well. I'm glad the music won for that. I think that music
they'll be okay. I think Rockstar, I don't actually care.
They'll bounce back.
Yeah.
I think God of War is a very worthy winner, Gavin. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
It was like one of those awards where I was looking through it going, Yeah.
Those are games that came out this year.
But it was like, I agree with almost like everything. Yeah. Like, it was pretty cool. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Overcooked winning. Best family game. I've never played that with a family.
No.
Random family. Can I play this with you?
I'll be like that guy.
I'll bring my Switch.
I'll be like that guy in Unbreakable who breaks into the house and just like makes all the people in the house play play Overcooked. I'm happy now.
It's a while since I've seen Unbreakable.
I was on a plane recently. It was really good. But then we had, so basically, I guess, I don't even know what the structure of the awards is. Do they have like a bit of an award and a bit of a reveal, bit of an award, bit of a reveal?
What weird things to attend.
Yeah. But I think, even though I'm not into Persona, I feel like if you'd been in the room when they announced, when he, like, so they play a little trailer and then everyone's kind of thinking like, what is this going to be? And then he flips a card and it's got the Smash
people
logo
went wild,
on it.
Didn't they?
I bet people must have gone, fuck, if you like Smash and you like Persona.
But that's the thing with me, because I knew the announcement. Right. I'd heard the news before I watched that video. But if I had seen that video fresh, I would have been really excited because I adore Persona 5. I would have thought, oh, is it coming to Switch? I will play it again if it does.
But then it's not that.
But no, it's actually him in Smash, and I don't play Smash.
Is he a
really
downloadable
Smash
character?
They're releasing...
It's out this week, isn't it?
Yeah, they're releasing like a pack of five characters, I think. Right. And he's the first one they've announced for that pack. So...
Because definitely what that game needs is more characters.
Oh, yeah. I feel like. Well, it must signify that Persona surely is coming.
No, I don't think it must signify it.
It heavily indicates, though, doesn't it?
I mean, I like...
It's rare that Smash would have a character that's not on a Nintendo platform, isn't it? They don't really have...
Have they done that before?
I thought every single one is on a Nintendo.
I hope it does be now, because I would like to play it, and I feel like...
It'll be a brilliant Switch game.
For something that I need to put that much hours into. Yeah. Although, to be fair, I had Persona 4 on Vita. I never touched that.
But that's what I
always say. And then you get it and you go, it's too what?
Yeah.
But it is perfect, because that's why so many people, I think, got into 4, because the Vita is the perfect.
Yeah.
It's the perfect console, I was about to say, which isn't quite true. But
it's a good console.
Be good on Switch. It's really good.
So not an exclusivity deal with PlayStation and Persona 5?
I thought
there was some. It might mean the next thing, though.
Yeah, it might have been timed. I think it would be a remix. They'd do similar to what they do with Golden for Persona 4, which is, slightly changed up version.
How was it changed?
Up-resed.
Oh.
Tweaks. They actually take, like.
What's a dancing
feedback
one?
Feedback on.
What's a
dancing one? I haven't played this yet, and I really want to play dancing one, actually. It's good to see you're interested.
My most legitimate question, though, what is the Golden? I don't know what that means. Yeah.
They basically, a few years later, they tweaks. They basically take feedback from when they release it originally and then make those improvements for. So you're almost better in some ways waiting for the re-release because they tweak it.
If they're happy with that,
all the better. Well, it's money, isn't it? It's good that.
That was a big announcement. What else did we like? We liked The Last Campfire.
I'm very
new Hello Games short, it said. So I guess it's going to be a little short narrative adventure.
Hello Games longy.
Yeah. It's probably something for them. They're probably quite looking forward to doing something that's not just get out of No Man's Sky for a bit. I must have consumed their lives for so many years now. Yeah. Just nice to do something else.
Yeah, I reckon they should go back to Joe Danger. That was a banger.
What if it's a secret Joe Danger game?
Yeah.
Origin story.
What if No Man's Sky is a secret Joe Danger game?
Yeah,
no one's found it.
Yeah. No one's got the actual center.
That's cool. I really like the look of that. Obviously, we don't know anything about it other than a really lovely trailer with a lovely song. Mm. But I like that they're doing cool stuff like that.
It does remind you, like, Journey or something. Yeah.
Also, I feel like they have to put Short on it. So people want to have a go at them. Be like, this is a short game. Please like it. Don't have a go at us. Please do not send death threats anymore. I'm into that a lot.
Annoying to have to always say that.
Yeah. Please don't send death threats. Can you not send us death threats for this fucking computer?
It's just a game. It's a little game. The other one was bigger.
It was a little game.
It was a little harmless procedural game.
Far Cry, which is actually something, Croups, you got to see before anybody else.
I did. I saw it a couple of weeks ago with Dale. We went and saw the creative director was over from Montreal.
Yeah.
Lovely French man.
Yeah.
Lovely French Canadian, presented the game to us and then showed us like a demo of it as well.
Cool.
And it's a weird thing going into it. I think it's a bit cheaper than a full price game.
Yeah.
Because it's similar to Primal, uses the previous Far Cry's map and tweaks it. I went in going, why is this not like one of the DLCs? Because the DLCs are already pretty nuts for that game, like going to Mars and Vietnam and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is this a full thing? And then went in quite cynical and I came away thinking, actually, I almost wish that had been Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Because it's just more interesting, I think. So it's set 17 years after the end of the game.
Yeah.
The apocalypse has happened, nuclear bombs have gone on, but it's not grim and miserable.
Yeah.
It's actually like really fun and nice. And,
yeah.
Like, interesting looking.
My highlight, Nana. Mm-hmm. You can bring in a Nana.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good joke. She's got big glasses, but she's a sniper.
Ooh.
She actually looks like Anna. It's It's a bit like Honor from Overwatch.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But she does a bit, actually. Yeah.
She's got a hood up and you go on missions and, like, she's an old lady, but she's sassy.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Big into that. Oh, yeah. She swears.
It's yeah, really she did,
mucky.
Actually.
Oh, she's really mucky. It's like,
it's got another one for you, Gav.
Like, she just talks in, like, double entendre. Just, like, talks about cocks and stuff.
Well, he didn't cover that in his presentation.
Just
yeah,
cocks.
Yeah, to be fair.
We got this nanny in the game. She's absolute grot.
Yeah.
But he said it with more of a French accent.
I'm into that. That looked really good. Again, like, if you didn't know about all this stuff announcing, like, I think you'd go pretty bananas in it if you're into them. There was a couple, like Mortal Kombat, that was a good trailer. Outworlds, just saying people.
It just shows you, like, the numbers on that trailer on our channel. Yeah. Right? Mm. People fucking love
yeah. Mortal Kombat. To be fair, I did really like that trailer. You didn't like the music? I thought it was really good.
No, it didn't do a lot for me. But I'm.
It's not criticism. That trailer was exactly what I thought it was going to be before I watched it.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, if you like blood, you'll love this.
It's fucking minging.
But is there? Because I don't really know about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Is the two scorpions in that trailer? Like, it comes back from.
Is it just to show that?
What are the rules?
I don't know.
What are the rules? You kill him at the end, and then you can pick him for the next match. It's bullshit.
Outworlds as well, which is Obsidian been working on it, and it looks basically like what people probably wanted out of a Fallout game.
I thought it was very pointed messaging in that trailer.
Yeah.
From the original creators of Fallout the creators of Fallout New Vegas, i.e. the best Fallout of recent years.
It does just look like a Fallout game, but with almost like a Borderlands sort of comedy edge. I mean, older Fallout games did have comedy, I think, because Fallout 76 lacks any sense of humour whatsoever. So that's what I want to see in a Fallout game, is a bit of madness.
Yeah. Like it a lot.
I like funny robots, Gav.
Me too, mate. I like funny stuff, like the Stanley Parable. Did you guys play that?
I did.
It's fucking brilliant.
Sorry, I didn't see what is this announcement?
They're bringing it to consoles, and they're completely redoing it, I think, as well. But there was the trailer. You should watch the trailer because it's very, very funny. It basically talks about when they were nominated for loads of awards. Well, he says, remember when we won all those awards for narrative? And then just see people, there's a cut of people just going, and the winner is The Last of Us, The Last of Us, The Last of Us, The Last of Us. Because they were up against that. So this trailer is basically them going...
That's very funny.
Going, oh, okay. That they never put it on consoles, so it's coming on consoles. And then... right at the end then they're like, so hopefully we'll win some awards, and they're like, oh wait, Last of Us 2 is coming out next.
That's a really funny trailer. But it's a bit like when we get on some of the other ones, it's like you thought loads of massive games were going to be announced, and I think you can see that they don't really have a lot of, because like while that is cool, big trailer saying an old game is coming to consoles is not like something
like fucking Crash like Team Racing.
I felt like I did see the same game a few times. You had Far Cry, Rage 2, the new Fallout, was it Outworlds?
Very
post-apocalyptic gun games. But people like them.
People like them,
people like Crash. People like Coldplay and voted in the Nazis.
Bit of a different game. Sayonara Wild Hearts.
Now this does look good.
This does look really good. So it's Simogo, who made like a bunch of amazing mobile games, which I've just realised are not on Android, because I remember playing them on my iPhone. And not on Android, because I would have got you onto that.
I've been denied access.
But it's also, it's an Annapurna. Is it Annapurna?
Annapurna.
Why
did you say Annapurna? Oh, that's water? Dog food.
Is it water? It's dog food.
Yeah, Purina is dog.
Yeah, it's dog.
Because like, as soon as you said that, I was like, that is a thing as well.
purifying one? Isn't there one like that that's like Purina?
Annapurna.
This is why we're not getting back to the game.
I hope you enjoyed LA. Yeah.
It's a new game.
Imagine if we were there. Is that the dog food game?
Yeah. Dog food.
Excuse me, sir. Can you please leave? You're embarrassing the industry.
Not for the first time, mate.
No, I'm not.
Excuse me, sir.
Can you please leave without making a fuss right now? I think it looks really, really good. So it says it's a pop music album, but it's a game. So I guess it'll be some kind of
like
rhythm-based stuff
in it. It looks like a bit like gameplay, and it did look a bit like a rhythm action game. A bit like Thumper, but obviously more stylized. More
I like that, because the thing that I really like about Tetris Effect, which I just finished, and it's fucking brilliant, but that and Thumper, the bits that I always like are the bits where you forget what you're doing because of all the surrounding stuff being amazing. And I guess this is a really good way of taking the sort of rhythm stuff, if it is a rhythm game, and just building it, instead of just being like rhythm and you see the bits going boop, boop, mm-hmm. boop, like quite simple stuff. It's actually really over the top.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Bit Trip Runner kind of did it a little bit, where it turned it into like a mad platformer. And then like Bit Trip 2, when it goes like full 3D and like all the stuff going on in the background, it's fucking bonkers, but you're still playing a rhythm action game, and it's a platformer as well. So it kind of did a little bit, but yeah, I'm really into it. Looks some of the, like,
I'm into that art style.
It feels like that's the trailer that I've seen most people talking about on Twitter and stuff.
I think it's like it's quite different, isn't it? And it's one of those things where there's lots of stuff going on around, I suppose.
Like, I know you, I'm hip, but like, I think the people who do know their games really love that studio a lot.
Yeah.
So they've got, like, I think a lot of people who maybe who work in games like ready to champion this.
Yeah. And Ancestors.
This is the big one, I think.
This actually drop a Game Awards.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
It's mad, this trailer. So it starts off inspired by true life events, it says. You can't really dispute that. So what it looks like is you play as our earliest ancestors. So just as we're kind of, I guess, diverging from primates, you control them in, like, Africa.
Yeah, it doesn't go Africa 8 million years
snakes
ago.
Yeah. And looking after your little monkey kids.
But have you seen their faces?
Yeah.
Are they rubbish?
I don't know. It's just quite, like, scary.
Yeah. It just doesn't look finished, does it?
No,
like, it probably isn't, but it just look, but the trailer doesn't look finished.
What an idea. What a brilliant idea for a game. Look, I've always wanted, like, when I watched 2001 Space Odyssey, I look at that beginning of that movie and go, wish this was a good game.
Yeah, I'd love to play that.
Beat him up.
Beat him. No, kart racer.
It looks weird.
Very, very strange.
Yeah.
Because I came in and was like, ooh, what are these big trailers going to be? I watched that. I was like, what is this? Yeah. And I'm not trying to slag it off. I'm actually quite intrigued by it. Like, what a crazy idea for a game.
Good luck to them. That's what I say.
So, yeah.
Anything else from the Game Awards that people are excited about? There was a thing where, I haven't watched it, but there was a thing where I think the heads of Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft all came together on one stage.
Oh, it's in that show.
It would be good if they just had a it would be good if they just had a massive ruck.
Just like, oh, no. My money's on Reggie.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's massive.
He's a beast.
Also, another thing, sorry, going back to Far Cry.
Sony was like, I thought we were taking on the Japanese lads. Reggie comes out.
Yeah. I find it mad that Far Cry game is out in less than 2 months.
Yeah. Well, that's the benefit of using your old game as the basis for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good stuff. That's the Game Awards this year.
Again, we weren't there.
Maybe we're maybe invited next year. Probably not if they listen to this.
He does invite.
Do they do? Is there like a big party and stuff afterwards? Where people
if
get,
they did, like, I didn't see anyone do any Instagram stories from it that I know. Whereas you follow us, lots from our Christmas party. So who had the better time?
Yeah.
Probably Cardi.
Yeah.
Probably me, yeah.
By the look of it.
Yeah. They're probably serving dog food at the after party as well.
So a couple of Fridays ago, Powers and I were invited to play test a game that is in very, very early development. Because Powers is like bang into like Fortnite. And this is a battle royale game, but you're a car.
I've seen glimpses.
So you saw a little bit of it as well because you stayed.
I love to be in the meme like, what if it's a battle royale?
Yeah.
But you're a car. Get it going.
So obviously we get sent quite a lot of stuff at IGN to look at and consider coverage on, stuff like that. And I showed it to Powers going, look, you're into Battle Royale games. Do you reckon this could work? Do you think it'd be good? And he was like, yeah, let's play it. We think the best part, so basically you're a car, it looks a lot like PUBG. You armor up, but you're driving around.
You shoot or do you have to crash into?
No, you shoot. It would be way better, I think, if you could just crash into people and fuck people up Robot Wars style.
Yeah.
But no, you collect armor and guns. Essentially, it's PUBG, but you're a car.
Okay.
Once you get the hang of the control...
It's called Not My Car.
It's called Not My Car, yeah. But once you get the hang of, like, the controls, like, it is surprisingly good because... you're a fucking car. Like...
All right, I've got another question. Yeah. Armor, guns, what stuff you're picking up?
Yeah,
are these in houses? If so, how would you go?
No, it's all outside.
It's all dry. Okay,
it would be so funny if it was.
Or the buildings that you can drive into, like drive.
It's garages.
Garages, of course.
Garages and big warehouses.
The car's house.
Yeah. You start. You all start as well in little garages, like actual little garages you come out of. And the funniest thing was, because it's a play test, we were play testing with a couple of other journalists and some people who worked at the studio. And it was obviously like it's really janky because it's really in early development. But there was this one journalist who kept like disconnecting. And when he disconnect, what me and Powers would do is drive into his garage and flip his car. So then, this point, I feel really sorry for him. Yeah, yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Is he getting a good sense of this game?
Well, I think he had a good time.
Edge hated it.
Yeah, he tweeted us afterwards. And it was like a screenshot, basically. Can you stop it, lads? It crashed. And then when he restarted, he came into the game and he just seen like IGN just ramming him. Garage.
My favorite.
People love us in the industry.
I think my favorite thing is how you enter the map PUBG style by this massive carrier that the car's in, and then basically it's exactly what you think. The car drops, but then it just sprouts like James Bond style wings on the car, and you glide down.
My car's going to die. And then, just wings come out?
And everyone's just beeping their horn. Just going, brruh, brruh.
This sounds actually great. Yeah. What's the map like? Is it kind of like...
It looks exactly like PUBG's.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Original.
Yeah, it's not like post-apocalyptic or anything like that. It's just kind of grey and green. Yeah. Like, I want to play it a bit more when it's a little bit further down the line and get in, because obviously it was only us on the server. So once you died, you couldn't go into another game. We had to wait for another thing.
Right.
But we got down, I think we were playing with like 20 people and we got down to like top five in the second game.
I've got another important question.
Yes.
Is there a driver in the car? Is the car sentient in a kind of cars-like situation?
Oh, I think there's a driver in there.
Right, okay. We're not talking cars.
No, it's not like... They're not
like sentient.
It should have that. We did have a little... we had a little IGN flag on it, like in Rocket League. You can get that as well, which is quite nice. No Welsh flag, so unfortunately, don't play this game.
I'm surprised we're even talking about it.
But one thing, actually, that me and Powers hopefully that you can do is that there's... I think this is going to happen, but there'd be doubles... So you could then, one of you be driving and one of you shooting. I think that would be really good.
That's quite good.
Because I don't know how good Powers is at driving. He's very good at shooting.
No,
I'm all right at driving.
He's not, he ran cardio for
him. Yeah, so I thought we'd do that. If I was driving and he was shooting, I feel like, because I feel like that would be really cool as well. Like you're having a little job within that.
Yeah. You can kind of do that in Black Hole and stuff. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I really want to play when it's a little bit further down the line. For sure. We have been playing...
The greatest game.
A very good game. So it's called Don't Get Got, which is very fun to say. It's a board game of sorts by Big Potato Games. They make stuff like Linky, Obama Llama... And other funny
stuff. Great name for the company as well.
Big Potato Games. Their mascot is a potato. It's really cute. And so I saw a bunch of people talking about this and they sent us, very kindly sent us a copy of it. I think it's about 20 quid, so it's not expensive at all. It's totally worth getting. So what this is, basically, you get given a little wallet which holds things called missions. And your mission can be things that you have to do to the other players in the game. So it's not a game that takes place like sitting around a table or on a board or anything like that. It takes place in the real world and goes on as long as it needs to. And basically, you're given missions to complete and against the other players who are in the game. And they're things like get one of the other players to compliment your hair. I got Dale yesterday with pull a funny face at someone, get them to pull it back. So it's all things like that. Mm-hmm. But like we had a fucking great time playing this yesterday. Mm. I thought, well, Cardi, you were the runaway winner.
Yeah, I think I was trying more than other people, to be fair.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. Not to put other people down, but I was into it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in it to win it. We should say you will spend the first 2 hours going, oh, is that one? Yeah. Is that one? Well, yeah, imagine if that was a...
It can ruin your day. Yeah. But also you'll have a great day.
I'm glad we did it on the day of a Christmas party. It was really fun.
Yeah. Because we went for a meal like before it, so, and it was like, it's really strange how it basically destroys normal conversation.
Yeah.
Because there was a bit where
everyone's on the defensive.
Yeah, there was a bit where Dale asked, because we were sitting the other end of the table, and Dale went, "Oh, which one of you is tallest? And we were like, fuck off. Absolutely not. Yeah. You're definitely doing a mission.
You were thinking, is like, get someone to tell you their height.
Yeah, or yeah, get... he was like, can you see which one of you is taller? Yeah. I was like, absolutely not. No.
But you actually wasn't.
But he wasn't. He was just talking.
So we all sat in silence.
I had that yesterday with Rory. I turned to him and just went, oh, do you remember that meal we had in Japan? I was remembering how good it was. And he was like, no? What are you trying to get me to say? I was like, well, I'm trying to talk to you about a nice time we had.
But yeah, my favorite, the one when I got Dale, because we for our Christmas party, we have like a quiz, which our manager loves doing, and then some food afterwards. So we all get split up. Because Dale was next to me, but we weren't close enough that we could talk, but we were close enough that we could make faces at each other. And yeah, doing a funny face at him and getting him to do one back, I was like, this is brilliant. Because he did the stupidest face back to me.
What face did you?
He just kind of did like a...
for a podcast.
But yeah, it was really funny. That was really good. Powers had a fucking banger on me. The first person to get got... he had a mission, which was take a photo of this card and send it to another player and get them to open it. And we'd just been talking about,
it's
a thumbnail.
It's perfect for work.
Yeah, it's perfect for our work because I had to make a thumbnail for him for this video that he was doing. And I said, oh, can you send me that stuff? And then he just like, yeah, sure. And zipped up the picture. It was called like Fortnite press release in capital letters, which I should have known really.
Oh, but yeah, that's how they send them.
But I was like, I would never have thought. And then I opened
it. What PR is doing that? Fortnite press release.
Yeah.
open me.
And he got me. You had a really good one on Dale.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dale go to Sweden next week for a game trip. And my thing was, get someone's middle name wrong and get them to correct you. Yeah. So I forwarded him an email from a PR and I'd gone back through the email thread and changed Dale's name on it.
Yeah.
And wrote from the PR, our travel agents got all bounced back on Dale's passport. Are these all correct? And I said to Dale, I was like, you're called Dale Colin Driver, aren't you?
Amazing.
And he's like, no, actually, funny story. My uncle's called Colin, but my uncle Clive after my dad. And I just replied, sorry, mate, with a picture of the card.
Yes. Basically, you've got the missions are in your wallet, and then you switch, on the back of them, it says nailed it or failed it.
Yeah, we should point out, if you're trying to do a mission and someone calls you out on it, and they're correct, you fail that mission and you can't do it again on someone else.
Yeah, so you get five missions, and it's the first one to complete three, or like by the time you, because we actually thought that we'd be calling people out more. I think it actually only happened once, me on Powers. Because if you say, are you doing a mission? And they are, then obviously they failed it. Because yesterday he was, it was like, get someone to count in a foreign language.
Oh, that's, you're asking you Welsh?
Because Joe had got me earlier with a Welsh one, because we were talking about different things. And now and again, I can't remember the English word for some stuff. And I can't remember what, Arwen Ebal. I couldn't remember what the English word was. And he was like, how do you say that? Achwen Ebal. And I went, no, Arwen Ebal. He went, sorry, mate, you just got. And I was like,
what's that mean?
It was, Arwen Ebal is like superficial.
Okay.
And he basically, his mission was get someone to correct your pronunciation of something. And I was like, you just fucking nailed it.
My favorite one, I did actually feel quite bad doing it, but I had to for the game. We played two games of it. I won the first one.
He's a child, but you shouldn't.
To some people, controversial circumstances. It was a split decision.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah. But Joe wasn't very happy with the conditions of my win.
No.
He was allowed to. He was allowed to be unhappy. Yeah. But the first one I got on the next round we played was tell someone you're wrong. Yeah. Oh, no, get someone to tell you that you're wrong.
Yeah.
So I just walked up to him and said, I do think I was right to win that. And he just went, no, you were wrong. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
Ruined his night.
Yeah.
Yes, I could see him not enjoying that. And then, to be fair, straight after, as well as your mission ones, you also got this other one, which we're actually thinking about taking out if we play it again, which is... it's not one that you can fail. So if someone says, calls you for it, it doesn't matter. And it's basically an extra mission where if you say, guess what, and someone replies with what, then you nailed that. And that counts towards
everyone. That's just everyone builds that one, isn't it?
That's just always in play.
Yeah, I think we should take that one out.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's always on your mind just trying to get someone to say, guess what?
We also came up with another rule as well, because obviously you're given five missions, and I actually had really hard ones, and so did Powers.
I had some involved props.
Yeah.
You get someone to tie a knot in a balloon.
Yeah.
Imagine you just walked in with a balloon. Oh, can you help with this?
Oh, yeah. Like, do you know, a couple of months, one mum is get someone to lift you into the air. So unless Dirty Dancing came on last night, I didn't have a chance. And my one was get someone's phone.
Mm.
Take a picture of the card on their phone and set it as their wallpaper image.
Oh, that's really...
Everyone's phone's locked. How can I...
Yeah. Well, that's what you've got to do, isn't it?
To be fair, I've
had Dale's
phone
twice in the last week for a work thing, so I could have done that if I'd had that mission, but I didn't. Yeah, we came up with a rule, which I think if we play it again, we'll do on, which is have... If you call someone and they're doing a mission and they fail it, you then... Because at the moment, you don't really get anything for doing that other than that person fails.
Yeah.
But I think what I said was you can then swap out one of your maybe like harder missions for and get another one.
Yeah.
Like maybe just as a chance. You don't get to see what that mission is before you pick it.
Yeah.
But just as like a maybe little refresh thing. I think that's a nice little rule.
Because yeah. There was one, one I was like, I'm just not going to try that one.
Yeah. I DM Big Potato Games. They were like, do it. And the ace symbol. So I was like, yeah, fine. We're on board. But yeah, it's called...
Leave it like loads of... Mate, I'm at work.
Yeah.
What about this? You're like, it's out. All right.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy it.
Are you getting a consultancy fee?
Probably not. I don't think they've been very patient with me. And that's, as you guys know, a fee in itself.
I just love saying don't get it. I think the most satisfying thing is when you complete a challenge, you just get to go, you got.
Yeah.
You got.
You got.
Yeah.
Sun is optional,
but I'm going to take it home. I'm going to try and play on Christmas Day with my family and so, like, see how that goes.
That'll ruin Christmas.
Like, I think my family are quite they love games, so I think that'll be a really good one. There's a few of us this year, so it should be quite fun. Awesome. But yeah, it's called Don't Get Got. I think it's about 20 quid, something like that.
It's very good,
and you can get it. So this cool thing that Big Potato Games have done with Loading Bar in London, they've done like the world's first vending machine for board games. So it's all their board games available on a vending machine. It looks fucking mental.
Is that to rent or just to buy them straight
buy out? Them.
You buy them.
All right.
Yeah.
So I think you can like play it at a loading bar because they've got the games in the bar free to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you really like it, you can go over and take it home with you.
I'm really interested to see how many people do that. Because to be fair, anytime I've played a really good board game, I've gone, I've got to get this. And
it's good that impulse buy, because he's like, this is brilliant. We should have this at home.
Yeah. Oh,
get it now. It's fun.
Especially if you're pissed up as well.
Yeah. Oh, I've bought all of them.
Yeah.
I bought Settlers of Catan expansions. I was hammered.
I've just got the expansions. I can't play.
Yeah.
I haven't got the game.
And a kebab.
But there you go. That is Don't Get Got. Another game which is going on all the time, Cardi. It's Cobra Watch. Team
Kill. We've done it! Coventry City have won the FA Cup! Oh my word!
Victory. Yep, it's still going. It's been a few weeks since I've been on the podcast, so
yeah.
A lot's happened in the world of Coventry City FC.
Okay.
The year is 2024.
Okay.
I've risen to Premier League heights.
The Blade Runners run.
Yes.
Yeah. Run the streets.
Dion Dublin has turned into a mech.
It's always been a unit.
Yeah. And yeah, Premier League. Pushing for Europe.
Anymore,
pushing for Europe.
Have you won the Premier League?
God, no. No, I've only been in it for two or three seasons. Been trying to stay up, which I have.
Who's your best player?
Who's my best player? Ooh, probably my... that's a very good question. My best player. I've got James Maddison.
Okay.
Of Leicester in England.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old is he now?
He's 26, 27. He's only 21 and 22 in real life. He's doing very well
for
me. He's having a good season.
Yeah.
I've got a 19-year-old South African called Irvin Chain. He's very good at linking
up. Is that a real person as well?
No, that's not. No. And
what does he play?
Up front, just behind the striker, links up the play. There's Chain.
Is he a libero?
No, that's a centre back.
Is it?
Yeah, it's more of a track artista.
Is he? What formation are you laying down in Cov?
I've got my 4-1-4-1 asymmetric.
Asymmetric? Everyone's just on the left wing. they ate it.
I do like to...
It does leave us very vulnerable down the right.
I do like a lot of balance down the team. I've got... a Romanian youngster who's very good, got him from Cluj. Octavian Abruden. That's a good name, that,
it's
isn't
a villain's
it?
Name.
What are your Casey relationships Winger. Like?
My relationships.
With other managers?
Who likes still you? Best mates with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, which is good.
You would be, though, wouldn't you? And, he seems lovely.
An adversary of Joey Barton, but you also would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I've got one... So it gives you your list of all your relationships with people. And I've only got one that's listed as rival, which at the top, it's Max Power. And I don't know why.
Yes.
He must have... Like, he left the club. I sold him for like $1 million or something when I got into Premier League because he wasn't good enough anymore. And he well, now hates me.
Yeah, of course.
I took him to the Premier League.
Yeah, but he didn't play.
You know what? You dropped him before he got a Premier League start for you.
He was on the bench for a few games. Like, you're not good enough quality now.
Well, that's why he's pissed off, mate.
He never got a shot.
He put all the graft in before going.
I mean, dump him.
He should know his own limits.
I can see you. I'm with Max.
Yeah, I'm a bit with Max, to be honest. Yeah, give him a game.
He might have come on and he probably performed badly. He's getting on as well.
I hope he's not listening to this.
I've got a hot prospect, though.
Yeah.
In the under 23s. It's quite
fit for our podcast. Be careful with that.
His name's Joe Dale.
Oh.
Which is weirdly... fitting.
Well, it's just it's two names you know, other people with those names.
I did have a search. Weird, isn't it? No Krupa. There is a Bosnian football team called Krupa, though.
Yeah,
is there?
Go there next.
Go there next. I want you to say me to lofty heights.
I did look up how Wales are doing in 2024.
How are they doing?
They've lost 7 of their last 8, but they did beat Luxembourg 5-0.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
40th in the world.
Was that away? I'd have been out of that.
Might have been.
Do you know if we've made the transition to the Millennium Stadium? Because the big problem thing is at the moment, we play in Cardiff, we sell it out. Mm. But if we go to the Millennium Stadium, as in Cardiff City Stadium, but if we go to the Millennium Stadium, we don't sell it out. We just sell out like the two tiers.
Right.
And then so basically the atmosphere isn't as good.
No, I'd rather have
we do sell it out now and again for big games. Yeah, like for Austria, it's pretty full. Mm.
I can't tell you that information, though, I'm afraid.
Next one.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
I would like just to know if we've made the transition and how that transition is going.
A couple more bits. I'm now up to $6,500 a week.
Right.
Which I still think is not a lot for a Premier League manager. I don't know if you'd like to. We're not. That's only $3,700 after tax. Almost half of that.
That's mad.
I know.
I'd be so annoyed if I was losing half my money to tax.
But we have got undersoil heating.
Okay.
So that's good. Helps in the winter.
Yeah.
A couple more bits. I did the research. I'm going to say him.
Yeah.
I've got a bad relationship with a journalist from Planet Football.
Yeah.
His name, I looked up, not an actual real journalist. His name is Alpha Diallo. Alpha spelt as in the Greek.
Really?
Alpha.
Yeah.
But in real life, I searched for that name. There is someone called Alpha Diallo.
Shut up.
They're a college basketball player for the Providence Friars who play at the Dunkin' Donuts Centre. So that's good. It could be, maybe in 4 years, he's a football journalist.
You should email him, bro. I'm from the future.
we're going to fall
why
out.
Why don't
I'm
you
sorry.
Like me?
Do you know why you fell out with him?
He just doesn't... It says, like, when we have press conferences, it just doesn't have a good opinion of me.
Oh,
so I don't know. Doesn't like my style, I don't
know. Maybe he's a Max Power supporter.
Maybe he doesn't know good football when he sees it.
Maybe, yeah.
And last little fact, I know you'll need to know. Bear in mind, I've had 3 years in the Premier League and they haven't been the best of the years. I've been trying to scrape for survival.
Yeah. Jetson and all, you've got no
all
loyalty.
Talent, yeah.
Got all no the loyalty.
Got you I've got a lot of loyalty.
Not the max.
For good players. my win percentage is at a lowly 41%.
And you're still in the job?
As you know, as board of directors, we expect 53% at least.
They're saying Cardi out.
I mean, it's hard to get back up, but I'm going to have to try, aren't I?
Cardi out.
Otherwise, I'll lose my job.
Yep.
But currently seeing seventh halfway through this season. So
yeah, you can't be going to the board and just saying you've got underfloor heating.
Where are you
under soil heating? Yeah, well, they were like,
we know we paid.
We get relegated, mate.
I looked as well.
Yeah, no snow on that. There was snow before.
I didn't realise that Coventry have a grass and synthetic mix to their turf.
Do they not? Do not a lot of modern pitches these days?
I imagine
Cardi,
they probably
are
do.
A hybrid, aren't they?
I've seen a lot of arguments in lower league football for the. I can't speak anymore.
Artificial pit, yeah. Again,
it's good for clubs if not
again,
a huge bankroll.
We have Game Scoop Beyond, if you want. It's just a bit different, this
if
one.
If you want to talk about synthetic turf.
That's NVC.
Again, this is why we're not getting invited to the Game Awards.
Yeah, it's going well.
I wish you all the best, mate. I hope you make it into Europe. I will be genuinely happy if you do. But come back and tell us how that goes.
Will do.
If it was a football team, it would be in Europe every bloody season. It's Keyword Countdown. If you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, IMDb categorizes their films via a bunch of crazy keywords. What I've done, or what Dominic D'Amico has done.
That's a good name.
Yeah, it sounds
Dom.
Yeah, Dominic D'Amico. Well, no, like D'Amico sounds like the surname of, like...
Can I just want to see how it was spelled, because there's an Italian football called Felice D'Amico, who's a young...
D apostrophe Amico.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. It sounds like good the surname Tom. Of a cheerleader in an American Pie film. But Dom, this is a really interesting one, right? So this is from Thousand Oaks, California. Nice. And it's an interesting one because Dominic sent it to me a while back. And I remember looking at it going, it is good. It's a good link, very good link. But the films weren't quite there. So Dominic went away and he's done a revision on it.
Like you can learn a lot from that management.
Yeah.
Style.
Yeah.
He's gone away. Yeah. Don't just chuck him away like you have for Max. he's gone away and he's redone it with some better films. And here we go. So this is from Thousand Oaks, California.
Is your mind in this?
No.
Here we go. Film number one. Bare-chested male.
Women in Love. Gladiator.
Male bonding.
The Hangover.
Wolverine.
Los Angeles, California.
Point Break.
A lot of films there, aren't there?
Character name in title.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Logan.
Self-doubt.
Oh...
There's a lot of that in the world, and there shouldn't be, Daniel.
American Flag.
A Few Good Men, that's not a person's name. It's Patton.
Funeral.
Forrest Gump.
Weak Heart.
Superman.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Final clue.
Oh, Rocky.
Yes, well.
Rocky 2, Rocky 3.
Rocky 3. Final clue, Boxer. Yeah. There you go. I love that. Weak Heart. Rocky 3. Film number 2. Female protagonist.
Alien.
England.
The Crime Prejudice.
Sentenced to death.
The Upper Berlin Girl.
It's good. 3-word title. Queen.
Shakespeare in Love.
It's a good guess. It's not one. Falling down a hole.
Vicar of Dibley.
Dream.
Dream.
Based on novel.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Another very good guess. Playing card. Final clue, rabbit hole.
Watership Down.
Nope.
Rabbit hole. Atonement. No.
Pride and Prejudice.
Female protagonist, England. Sentenced to death. 3-word title, Queen. Falling down a hole, Dream. Based on a novel, playing card, rabbit hole.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland.
It is Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it's not done. Fancy at well, all. No. Like,
done.
It's because Queen. I'm yeah. thinking of...
Yeah. There you go. Alice in Wonderland. Well done.
Bloody.
One guess to Krupa, 2 points. One guess to Cardi, 1 point. Film number 3.
High scoring one, this. Isn't
Thriller.
Father-son relationship.
Superman.
Character name in title.
Ooh, Captain America.
Death of mother.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Scientist.
The Fly.
Hawaii.
Jurassic Park.
US Navy.
Battleship.
Radiation.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
Well done, Cody.
Well done. Other ones, Tsunami, Kaiju, Godzilla.
That's the new Godzilla, I'm guessing.
Yeah. The one with, what's his chops?
Cranston.
Aaron.
Taylor Johnson.
I really like that film.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
I like at the end when he does his radiation breath down his throat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I've stood in Godzilla's footprint in Hawaii, because it's still there. Yeah. I mean, it's probably not.
You're following
real.
In his footsteps.
Yeah.
You went and just trashed Honolulu.
It was really funny, actually, because it was. There's like a giant Godzilla paw print, which is in the film, and they've left it there so people can have photos and stuff there. But right next door to it is Hurley's golf course from Lost.
I've been there.
Yeah. So they pulled over. It's in Kualua Ranch in Oahu. And they pulled over and they were like, right, up here we've got Godzilla. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's amazing. And they were like, oh, also up there, it's just where they had Hurley's golf course. And I was like, what?
Lead with that.
So there's an amazing bit where, like, there's a bit where Clara's like having a picture in the Godzilla thing, and it's in the background. You can just see me just like with my hands on my hips, just looking at this golf course, like, wow, this is
something.
It's a field. Like, there's nothing still there that you can see as Hurley's golf course.
Like, I know it's big, but how big is his footprint?
Massive. Yeah. Like, so big that you can't
tell what it is.
Yeah, because you can't have a proper photo there.
That's what I thought.
Because there was loads of people having photos, and then obviously.
So it's not just big, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but this is where. Me being so interested in Hurley's golf course came in handy, because it's up on a little hill.
Yeah, the angle.
So I said, Clara, if you go in it now, I can take a photo. And it was good.
So good. There we go.
Needless to say, I had the last laugh. what was that? 4 points here, Cardi.
Oh,
steamed ahead.
Streaking ahead.
5 points to two. Here we go.
Film
number four. Black Magic.
Hocus Pocus. Death Becomes Her.
Execution by Hanging.
Oh, love it. Crucible.
Stylized Violence.
Oh, 30 Days of Night.
Sin City.
Two-word title. Again, it's really. I am starting to learn, actually, that putting two-word titles and stuff like that, it does actually...
Stops you guessing
because you...
You just know what it's not.
And if you're guessing, you're getting... Every time you get it wrong, you're getting closer to it. So if you stop guessing... What are we going to do?
It's not the spirit.
Illegitimate. Oh, Serial Killer.
Ooh.
From Hell?
Perfect Blue.
Very good guess, Cardi. Illegitimate Son. Bound and Gagged.
Lovely.
Shipyard.
No. Two words.
Victorian Era. Final clue.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Well done. Final clue, deductive reasoning. So that's...
You sleuthed that one out, didn't you?
One ahead.
So what's... Oh, 5-4, all to play for in the last one. Two guesses each, 5 points to four. Film number five, Lingerie.
Oh, hello. Wolf of Wall Street. I think about that film every week when I play this game.
Husband-wife relationship.
Law of them.
Trust.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Courtroom.
We guess Eyes Wide Shut so much.
I've never seen it.
For this.
Primal Fear.
Pregnancy.
Revolutionary Road.
Protective Husband. Pledge.
The Pledge. Fugue of Man.
Imposter.
Summersby.
Death by Drowning.
Prestige.
Yeah. Oh. I can't even get it with Pledge. I was like, oh shit, they're going to get it.
But I'm thinking of a different sort of sense. Pledge, yeah.
You think about the Polish Pledge.
Yeah.
Final clue, the Prestige. Prestige, sorry, yeah.
What were the other
points? Lingerie. Scarlett Johansson's wearing lingerie in her thing. Husband-wife relationship. Trust. Oh. Courtroom. Pregnancy.
Courtroom is throwing me off.
Protective husband. It's quite a lot of it takes place in the courtroom as well. Protective husband, pledge, imposter, death by drowning, prestige. One on cut. 2 points there. So Cardi wins.
Oh, Cardi.
7 points to four. So Rocky 3, Alice in Wonderland, Godzilla, Sherlock Holmes, and the Prestige. What is the link between all those? It's something to do with something outside the films in real life.
Mm.
It's very good.
Outside the films, in real
one
life.
One of them you've definitely seen, because it's in the film.
In real life.
Oh, one of them we've seen together, and you wouldn't have seen.
That's a...
I feel like it's really good, but I can't... Where have I been with it?
Yeah, it's something to do with landmarks.
That doesn't really help.
Yeah, it doesn't. It
must be something to do with landmarks.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like something in real life.
Very good.
They all have famous bridges.
No.
You can go to where bits have been filmed.
No, not steps. It's close.
Famous courtrooms.
No.
Hotels.
No, as in like the steps you're on about.
Oh, the step. What?
Right.
It's good.
Oh, no.
They all have real life statues based on characters in the film. So obviously Rocky 3 has the Rocky statue in Philadelphia on the steps. Sorry. Sherlock Holmes is a statue of Sherlock Holmes in Edinburgh, Scotland. Godzilla, which we've seen, is the massive statue of Godzilla and the big head thing is in Shinjuku. Alice in Wonderland, statue of Alice in the Mad Hatter in Central Park, New York. Any guesses for prestige?
Tesla statue.
Tesla statue in Niagara Falls.
Is there one at Niagara Falls?
According to this guy, there is. I think that's a banger of a list.
That is very
good. Absolutely mental. Well done. Yeah. Dominic D'Amico, well done, mate. I love
that. Well done, mate.
Let's have some feedback and then let's go home. Oh, though, speaking of about the prestige, as you may have noticed, we are now the official and therefore best, only therefore best, prestige podcast. So we're putting on a screening of it and doing a live podcast. It's going to be on Sunday, December 16th at 12 p.m. at the Rio Cinema in Dalston. Tickets are at ignprestige.eventbrite.co.uk. They are about to sell out, so I would get those now. We're going to show the film at 12 o'clock. Doors are opening at 11:30. First come, first serve basis on the seats. Mm-hmm. And then straight after then, we'll be doing a podcast, then go into the loading bar in Dalston as well.
It'll be a lovely day, won't it?
To get ready.
Lovely day out together.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
There you go. ignprestige.eventbrite.co.uk.
They are going fast.
Ooh. Boom. Let's have some feedback.
I'll kick it off.
Go on.
This one is from Suede Cookies.
Ooh.
Caught my bottle there very well. And then knocked over my bottle for context, audio context. from Suede Cookies. Hello. I'm going to be in London from the 9th to the 13th for work.
He's going to miss the Prestige podcast.
Does he want somewhere to stay?
Yeah.
I'll be spending most of my time on the KCL campuses, Stroud and Waterloo.
Ooh.
Do you know any good arcades in the area?
Oh.
What else would you recommend for a fan of sci-fi, video games, football, and of course the Prestige? Probably why he likes this podcast, actually.
Spot on.
There is, if you go to, there's the Namco Arcades, which is on South Bank, right? So yeah. That's be really close to where you are.
Apparently, the arcade in Soho, I don't know its particular name, there's not many arcades in central London. It's in Soho. It's actually pretty good. I spoke to Sam, our colleague, and he went, it's actually got a surprisingly good amount of games.
Sweet.
You wouldn't expect it. You think it would be all like slot machines, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a big fighting game arcade. I'll see if I put in the story for this podcast information, but it's a bit, if you like fighting games, there's one outside of London, but just outside, but that might be a bit of a trek for him.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, if you like, you should go to Loading Bar. There's a bunch of those close to you.
Absolutely.
If you're there, you'll be right by the IMAX, the BFI IMAX, which is a lovely place to go. There might be some sci-fi shit on.
Prince Charles Cinema.
Might be some sci-fi just shit on the there BFI. As well. Just the BFI. Just the BFI, mate. That's fine.
And Cardi lives in...
A hole. Just look out for holes.
Lots of good stuff going on in London.
Yeah.
You got some feedback?
Yeah, I do. This is from Tim Rossello. I think I've said that.
Very cool.
First of all, I fucking love your podcast. Oh, embarrassing.
Well, his ears ain't painted on, lads.
I'm from across the pond in Orlando, Florida, where I feel there are more Brits here than the whole of the UK nowadays.
Yeah, I bet so.
There you go. I had a friend who touted himself as a diehard Nolan fan, but when I asked if he'd seen The Prestige, he said no.
Tell him to come on the screen.
What a turd, he says. That's like saying you're a Spielberg fan and not seeing Close Encounters, or a Scorsese fan and not seeing Raging Bull.
Mm.
My feedback or question, as the Americans call it, Well, he said question as well.
Yeah.
What other directors have those kind of gems that people haven't seen?
Yeah.
Name some of your favourite, earliest, or least less than super popular movies by great directors.
Well, I was just about to say, I've not seen Raging Bull. Never seen Raging Bull. It's on my list of things. Yeah,
it's very good.
I've also not.
It's not as good as Goodfellas.
Yeah, no, Goodfellas is his best.
I've not seen Absolutely. Eyes Wide Shut. Either.
Good.
I suppose there are well-known ones. I was taking this in a slightly different way. I'm going to say for Spielberg, I've not seen Always, the film he did with Goldie Hawn.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Bunch of Spielberg films. Yeah. I've never seen Amistad.
I've seen that. Bunch of Spielberg. I've never seen Duel.
That's very good. I've never seen... a lot of people have never seen... We talked about it the other day, After Hours. That's a Scorsese one.
Yep.
We also talked about Color of Money, which I think is a fucking amazing film, and lots of people haven't seen that.
I've never seen Mean Streets by Scorsese.
It's on Netflix.
What else? Think about smaller films.
No one's ever watched Barry Lyndon. I've convinced no one's ever seen Barry Lyndon. Because you get out of the box set.
Yeah.
It's what's Shining.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Barry Lyndon. I've heard the lighting is incredible. Yeah, but look at it.
Yeah. It's a good question, though. Maybe people can write in with smaller
Have you seen
films.
Barry Lyndon?
Yeah. Smaller films by big directors. People
not many
might
people
not
have seen Christopher Nolan's first film, Following.
I think it's all right. Lots of people say it's brilliant.
It's obviously, I think it's a really good story. It has a good Nolan twist. Yeah. But it's obviously quite cheap, and he filmed it on weekends. Over the course of a year,
he got there in the end.
It looks really cheap, because obviously he's just funding it himself, isn't he? And shooting on film then, which at the time must have been so expensive for him, although he feels like he's a man of means.
I don't know what his background is.
Yeah, he talks like a man who
bit spent.
Who has family that is a
mad
big
pop show.
Yeah,
big mad I like he always wears a waistcoat. I like he's got that shtick where it's almost like a bit Steve Jobsy, a bit Einstein. Yeah. Always wears this pretty much the same thing.
I like that. Yeah. I think it's quite good. Dale and I were talking about this the other day, actually, because we were remarking on someone that it's a colleague of ours, so it's fine. But about they did a film junket, and the clothes they were wearing looked like they were going to a skate park rather than actually going to interview an adult for a job. And because Dale's has done a few junkets for us now, and he dressed quite smart for it, and I was like, oh, I'm glad you dress smart. That's the thing that I was gonna say. I feel like you get more out of it if you dress quite smart rather than if you turn up a little boggling. But I think it's similar, probably a similar thing with Christopher Nolan as well. People probably bring their A games, oh, he's wearing a suit.
Try it. Why you go over into you know and wear the exact same thing?
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, that'd be really good. Oh, you've interviewed Christopher Nolan, haven't you?
Yeah, he was. It's quite intimidating because obviously I love his films, and he is just a very smart, cerebral man.
Yeah.
So we wanted to ask him about, because it was for Dunkirk, so not the most kind of IGN movie. It's not like interviewing for Batman. We could ask him about Batman. So we got him to talk about the structure of that movie.
Yeah.
And just sat there listening to talk about movie structure. Obviously a genius.
Yeah.
You really sounds a bit trite. He obviously knows what he's doing.
He's ready.
This is going, oh yeah, that's why you can make that, isn't it? Oh.
He probably reads books as well.
He draws diagrams for his movies before he starts work on them. It's like,
I remember I got sent a book once which was The Science of Interstellar, which he is part written with that Kip, what's his name, guy?
Kip Thorne.
Yeah, with him. And it's you're going through it and reading some of the things that Nolan's written, be like,
it's basically,
I know.
Done.
You're like, oh,
you made Batman.
I know. So about Batman, it's King Lear.
Yeah,
you've basically done a science degree in making this film.
Yeah. Joe's never seen Interstellar.
Yeah.
So next time I'm always looking out for if there's a screen at the BFI or something. Oh mate, I would love to go see that in the cinema.
I saw the Albert Hall with a live orchestra. Kip Thorne and Stephen Hawking introed it with Christopher Nolan and somebody else as well. Mad.
Zimmer
was there.
Taz.
Yeah. Taz. Because a lot of that music is organ. And there's a fucking massive organ in the Royal Albert Hall. So it's so powerful. It was really good.
Taz is such a mad design, isn't it? Do you remember when he's just spinning? What a wacky design that is.
I thought, really. The thing that
when
did my head about Taz.
It's not anthropomorphic whatsoever.
It's really strange. One of them is really sad.
Yeah. I really like that music.
One of them is the voice. One of them is the voice of one of the Dark Knight Rises thugs.
Is it?
Yeah. So one of the Dark Knight Rises, like bad guys, like one of the, because he's got these weird sort of, a kind of nondescript Eastern European accents, lots of them have.
There you go.
And one of those guys is the voice of Tars. But there's another one who's quite
famous
as well.
What's the robot called? Tars and... Anyway.
John.
Johnny. And Tars.
Johnny Five.
And Johnny Five and Hal. Right, boys.
There you go. If you want to get in touch with us, you can. IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. Make sure you come to our Prestige event, IGNprestige.eventbrite.co.uk. I went and had a look at the cinema the other day. Might go to watch Sorry to Bother You this weekend as well there, just to see, scope it out.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful cinema. It's such a lovely room. And we're going to sell that mother out. So yeah, please come to that. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.